Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. Hello, Mike Schopen the Bulldog here. Thanks for joining us. We're expecting Dan Shulman, longtime broadcaster, Blue Jays baseball, all kinds of stuff for ESPN, to join us here any minute. Any second, I think, is probably more accurate. Also today, Joe Ostrowski at his usual time, 3:30, and Tyler Dunn. Then I don't know what we do after that. I guess we'll just have to fill.
Yeah, it's just going to be tough.
Once Tyler gets
challenging,
done,
I don't know.
Rest of the day is just us talking.
I'll read off the NFL schedule week by week.
Go at your own pace. With us now on the West Hur Hotline is Dan Shulman, Blue Jays and Mariners game 4 tonight. Dan got connected again, this time to us through our boss, Alan Davis, who goes way back with Dan. And don't you think it's pretty much time, Dan, where you can feel like you can stop owing him favors?
No, I think it's kind of a lifetime thing. I mean, he took a chance on me a million years ago when nobody else would. So it's the least I can do. Happy to be with you guys.
Very nice. Thank you, Dan. Great to see. We knew we'd be doing this here for a couple days.
We were rooting hard for a Blue Jay win last night.
We're all like, we don't want it to be 3-0. So
right.
With authority last night, Dan.
Yeah, very much so. And this is kind of who they've been for much of the season, one of the best offensive teams in baseball. But they've had their peaks and valleys. And every time you kind of look at them and say, well, it was a nice run, but maybe that's it, or maybe they're not quite this good, they find a way. They come back and surprise you. I mean, they go to the best pitcher's park in baseball against a really good pitcher who was great in both of his starts against Detroit in the division series, and they just pound him. They wind up hitting 5 homers, 4 doubles in the game, and it's really quite a story, you know, doing it without Bo Bichette, but just finding a way up and down the lineup. And kind of fitting that last night it was Ernie Clement in the 8th spot and Andrés Giménez in the 9th spot who got it started, and then the onslaught continued.
Yeah, I'm curious, Dan. I don't recall exactly. You can certainly fill us in and correct me if I'm wrong, that the Jays were thought to be a team that was going to be contending level, World Series contending level team this year, but it has happened that way. They here they are now 2-1 down in the ALCS. I'm wondering if there was a moment this season for you being behind the microphone for all these games where it sort of got real, like they could really do this.
Yeah, and you're right. Not very many people on the outside. People on the inside are saying they always believe, but nobody on the outside thought this was possible. So, and then they were 26-28 near the end of May. Like, they just weren't playing very well. They weren't hitting at all. They had a big home run from Bo Bichette, a pinch hit home run at the end of a road trip in Texas that got them a win when they were hardly hitting at all. But I think really when I began to feel it, like through June, they started playing well. And series by series, it was like, boy, they beat this team and they swept that team. Maybe they're pretty good. But it was when the Yankees came into town at the end of June, June 30th, and then over the Canada Day holiday, July 1st, it was a 4-game series and the Blue Jays swept it. and went from three back to one up. And, you know, three back at the Yankees June 30th is pretty good. You're obviously doing pretty well if you're only three games out of first. But I think it was sweeping that series from the Yankees in the middle of the season that made a lot of people think that this team might be for real.
With Dan Schulman, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, I've gotten around with my baseball allegiances over my years, although I've always had a soft spot for the Jays. One of my favorite teams ever was the Cleveland team about 20 years ago, Grady Sizemore, like that group. And the reason why it so clicked for me was that almost the entire roster, Dan, played in Buffalo. Like it was almost entirely homegrown. And there's some, if not a lot of that, with the Jays right now, not to mention that they literally played seasons here. So right. I feel like, you know, Buffalo has kind of always been more of a Yankees town, but, you know, if you're into baseball this way, the way I was describing, this team really works.
Yeah, and a lot of guys have come through Buffalo. Like you said, I mean, Ernie Clement's a guy who played in Buffalo. Braden Fisher, Mason Fluharty, Treya Savage, and there are many others. And, you know, that's been, I think, part of the secret sauce of this team. And they're not a little engine that could. They spend a lot of money. They're a big payroll, big market team. But they've had some really nice stories from the farm system this year. You know, Nathan Lucas spent a lot of time at Buffalo, right, and waited forever for an opportunity, finally got it, made the most of it, and he's become a mainstay on this team. So I think that's one of the reasons why certainly Blue Jays fans in Canada love this team, is there are these great success stories. Like, how do you not like Ernie Clement? How do you not root for Nathan Lucas? Et cetera, et cetera. Obviously what Treya Savage has done now. But I, you know, whether it's people in Buffalo or really anywhere in the U.S., I would think as people watch this team, they look at them and go, boy, they're fun. And you know, I don't know how much, obviously we're still doing games on Sportsnet right now. We're allowed to still do playoff games. In the U.S., everybody is seeing Fox. But in Canada, people are still seeing our normal broadcast. But, you know, so I don't know how much, you know, the Fox, Joe and John are getting into the background story of this guy, the background story of that guy. But there are a lot of great stories on this team, and it's a really, really likable bunch. And I think that comes across on TV. So I think there are a lot of different reasons to like this team.
I'd like to fold Vladimir Guerrero Jr. into all this, because the big contract right as the season is beginning, that often, in my experience, Dan, can cut two ways, right? Like, with it becomes tremendous expectation, and if it isn't going well, then the guy, oh, he doesn't care anymore, he's not trying, all this sort of stuff that, you know, no one really knows about and only guesses at. But yet, I mean, he's just come through like a monster here in September and October.
Yeah, well, imagine, let's go into a parallel universe and imagine he didn't sign a contract and he's becoming a free agent at the end of this season. It would be a story to dwarf all stories, right? It would be an unbelievable distraction. So, and like, to be honest with you, like, he had a good year, but there are times this year where, including the last 3 weeks of the regular season, where he didn't hit very much at all, and the fan base gets a little antsy with him sometimes, because he's so unbelievably talented, as you have seen in the postseason, that whenever he's not hitting doubles and homers, it's like, what's going on, Vladdy? But he's a huge part of the team. He's one of the best hitters in baseball. And I'm really happy for him that he has played well in the playoffs on this big stage, because the three previous times the Blue Jays were in the playoffs, they got knocked out in two straight all three times, and he didn't do much offensively. So the fact that he demolished the Yankees is, you know, there's no better story for Blue Jays fans than beating the Yankees and your dude doing it to them. And then he had two very quiet games against Seattle, but obviously was a monster last night. So, you know, the tale of the contract will be told over the next 14 years. It hasn't even started yet. It starts next season. But, I mean, right now what he's doing, especially with Bo Bichette out, they need everything they can get from Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Just a few minutes left with Dan Schulman. Max Scherzer tonight for Toronto. What's he like? I found myself last night going from, you know, it's 0-2, like, ugh, this is looking bleak, to, okay, and Scherzer tomorrow, because maybe I'll get vintage Max Scherzer. I don't know. What does your gut tell you on him, and what's been your experience with him?
And my experience with him has been great. I've loved getting to know him better. I knew him a little bit before, but have loved getting to know him much better. And the, you know, the energy and intensity that you see, that's real and that's constant. Like, if there's an off switch, I haven't found it on him. He is on all the time. What are we going to get? That's a great question. You know, he had 5-6 starts in a row in the middle of the year, which were great. And then he finished with 5-6 starts at the end of the season, which were rough. I'm guessing it's going to be somewhere in between. But if he can just keep him in the game, I think if they can get 4 or 5 innings and he gives up a couple of runs, they would take that. And we don't know. Like, this could be the last start of Max Scherzer's career. We have no idea, right? He's 41, and we don't know if the Blue Jays are going to go to the World Series or if he'll play next year. But he's the logical choice. Bassett was on the IL. He's not stretched out. Berríos is on the IL. You can't really do a bullpen game in the middle of 3 games in 3 days. So I'm hoping that a few weeks away, you know, has gotten him physically better, stronger. His stuff's still good. It's a question of locating. If he doesn't locate, he's going to get hit. So, and the biggest thing to me is the first inning. He's got really rough numbers in the first inning of the games this year. And everybody knows about Cal Raleigh and Julio Rodriguez and all that, the guys he'll face in the first inning. Hopefully he can put a zero on the board.
Well, he's right in between the age of the starting quarterbacks in the football game tonight, so he shouldn't feel too old. He doesn't have to take a hit,
right?
At least.
Yeah. What's the scene out there like, Dan? We know it's playoffs, so I would think it's probably a little harder to get your hands on tickets, but historically, Canadian Blue Jays fans just flood over the border and get in that stadium in Seattle. Has that been what Game 3 was like, or not?
I don't know. No, it's different. There may be a couple, 2,000-3,000 Canadians here. I mean, I'm sure Mariners tickets scooped up the playoff tickets as soon as they could. And, you know, in May or July or whenever it is the Blue Jays come down here, depending on the year, people do it 8 months in advance. They book hotels, they buy tickets, and whatever you can do. But obviously the tickets are not as readily available in the playoffs. Seattle fans want them. So it's a great scene. I think this is one of the best scenes in baseball, and I think this is one of the most beautiful ballparks in baseball. And I think they have a great fan base. There's no animosity between Mariner fans and Blue Jay fans. Even when there are 25,000 Blue Jay fans here during the regular season, everybody's really well-behaved on both sides. And I love doing games here, and I, you know, commend everybody here in Seattle for being great fans of their team. And it's nice to see, you know, it's not just a few hundred Blue Jay fans. I would guess maybe 2,000 to 3,000, and you can hear them, and certainly you could hear them in the 8th and 9th inning last night.
So it's not quite Sabres Leafs. We've talked about Sabres Leafs, you and I, and I don't know. I'd love to think that if this ever happened,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, it has in 99, but like if it happened again, that Sabres fans would own most of that building. But I wonder. I was in Seattle 2 summers ago. I've never been to that ballpark. And I had the whole day before a flight home very early the next morning. I'm like, well, this is my chance. But it was Toronto. And it sort of scared me off that it was like going to be too wild of a scene. I don't know. It was still like a July baseball game. But
how wild could it be? Really?
I know. I regret not going. Anyway, thank you, Dan. Great work over the years. And hopefully someday we'll talk again.
All right, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the game.
All right. We hope
we'll
to.
Do.
Dan Schulman on the Wester Hotline. Blue Jays and Mariners, the second game of the day. The first one is Milwaukee, L.A. at 6:00. What does that add up to? 11 something?
Yeah, I don't know. I did not look at the schedule until we got in here minutes before we were setting up to talk to Dan, and I was very. The TV was on. We walked in. I thought, oh, you know, I wonder if baseball starts at 4 because there's 2 games. Maybe
shouldn't
we'll get,
it
should.
Well, it's both West Coast teams.
Yeah.
So that's early.
Yeah, make that be 1 o'clock out there. That could be tough
on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go.
Sure. Yeah.
I wondered the same thing you did about the crowd there. I didn't see any of the game last night.
Yeah, me either.
So, I mean, football tonight. Too.
How much different is six? I mean, six o'clock is 3 o'clock. I mean, 1 o'clock, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Just an old guy complaining. I just want playoff baseball to watch during the afternoon. That's all. I have a job. I mean, is that too much to ask? Look at a TV every few minutes, and I like that.
It is too much to ask.
Yeah.
NFL tonight, Amazon for Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. 5.5 from the Steelers. You know what you want to do with this game?
Well, before I found out Trey Hendrickson was not going to play, I decided I could see Joe Flacco having like one last amazing night with those receivers. And it's the short week thing, and so I took the Bengals on the money line with some Flacco action.
Flaction, if you will.
Action. Sure.
Flaction. Weeknight Flaction.
And I should admit, I looked once I got here and I found out Hendrickson is not expected to play now. Did not know that when I put the parlay in. It was still offering me the full amount back, and I went, no, you know what, I'm going to just stay. I'm just going to stay. I'm going to stay here. I'm not redoing it.
The full amount.
Yeah.
Wow. I do these bets once in a while, and as soon as I place them, it's not like, remember in, is it When Harry Met Sally, where Meg Ryan puts the letter in the mailbox and then closes the door and then opens it to see if it went in and does that over and over and over? I'm not quite that obsessive when it comes to it, but I do like to just sort of, whenever I'm done with the app, after a given stint,
sure,
I will look at my bets.
Sure.
Right away, the number's reduced.
That's almost always how it is. I was very surprised to see that the number was still the amount I'd put in on the bet.
Well, it's a good sign.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's that worked on me. All right, I'm just going to stay. There must be a reason. They're not only giving me like $8 here.
Instead of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe and Sam like the Bengals, I think.
Yeah. Actually, I got to look. I think I put 20 on it.
Oof.
So, but it, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm staying put.
Like, watching them all the time, especially, like, this is how Sam talks. I mean, I feel like they're both this, but Sam, like, is a real, like, he's a grinder. He's just, all the screens are open, and I don't even know if I like this game, but I think the line, this is kind of the art of it, if I can use that word. I predict the line is going to go that way. So I'll bet this now, and then I'll do that later if I want. Just want to be – you get there, get your, as they say, closing line value, CLV with this stuff. So I did that, and this is definitely not a criticism of those guys, especially knowing that this is kind of when they listen, when they're about to come on.
Right. Let's rip Joe right now. That's like a great idea.
It was maybe right after Bills-Patriots – and the line for Monday night in Atlanta was 3.5. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to take the Bills minus 3.5 because I feel like probably as the week goes on, people will bet the Bills.
Right.
I mean, aren't they sort of a good team?
Sure. And you see it only 3.5.
Do we think so anymore?
You don't know who Atlanta really is.
Yeah.
And
then it went to 4.5. I'm like, oh, I'm beautiful. I did it right.
You did a good thing.
They went back and they lost.
Yeah.
So I lost. It didn't pay off for me this time. But I don't know what I want to do.
Your
with
process
the game
was good, though. That
it was good process.
It was good process. Yeah.
That's right. That's what matters. Not the lost money.
Not the winning or the losing. The process is what matters.
The process was good, he shouted from the door as his family drove off in a U-Haul. Waving to them.
I did all the work.
I did it. I did it right. I was right. Famous last words. I have had a tough time this week remembering that this is Cincinnati and not Cleveland tonight because of Flacco.
I 100% agree. Maybe even like a subconscious reason I even put the bet in on Flacco and the Bengals was so that I could remember that he's on the Bengals. Yeah, because I think there's a chance if I hadn't looked at the app today for some reason. I don't look at it every day, but if I'd skipped that until now, or even until the game was on, I mean, we probably would have talked about it, so I would have known. But there's a chance. There's some world out there where I would have turned the game on tonight and gone, "Oh yeah, Flacco, yeah, he's on the." It's hard to escape. I mean, the Pittsburgh coach Tomlin was ripping the Browns for making the trade, which is kind of a strange look. So I'm exaggerating a little, but you know, the orange, the same state, it just the division,
it's CB,
it's just, you know, it's easy to confuse. For someone my age.
What was the Tomlin thing about? So he really wasn't taking a shot at the Bengals. He was taking a shot at the Browns,
right,
who they had just beaten.
Yeah, I could paraphrase. I don't have the exact quote here, but it was like, you know, I don't think we're in the business of helping out, you know, helping a division rival get back on their feet or something along those lines. Like, what are you doing helping out a team that you're competing against directly?
Yes, Andrew Berry. The Browns GM must be smarter than I am.
That's the line. Yep.
He made this trade, but Flacco has not been good.
No.
Are the Bengals dead? Going into this game, would you say they're dead? 2-4.
Well, I mean, I'm picking them to win this game, but yes, I think they're, even if they win this game, I think it will not hold up. I just cannot imagine it's going to hold up.
I bet, and this is a question for Joe, I suppose, who will be on with us in about 12 minutes. If you like the Bengals to win tonight, there's probably a way to play that on the futures market. Because then they'd be, it's a little bit like New England and Buffalo, where they'd be a game and a half out behind the Steelers.
Right.
But with the win head-to-head. Like the Patriots have over the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Baltimore and Cleveland struggling so badly. I don't know.
There's so much
wrong with Cincinnati.
I would not be able to get there. Like, my backing the Bengals tonight is entirely just a one-off, short week, division game. There is talent there. To me, Flacco can have a day where he doesn't throw it to the other team too many times and Chase and Higgins get loose and just do their thing, and they score 27 points and win the game. Because the Steelers have not been really that great on offense. Like, I don't think you really should be scared of them going in. As bad as the Bengals have been largely on defense and down Trey Hendrickson on top of it, I'm not that worried about the Steelers boat racing them. Like, I think this will be a competitive game, and if it is, you know, Flacco can make a play or two. That's really it. I don't think that there's staying power there. Like, you know, I think whoever they play next week, they could lose, and he could throw three picks. Yeah, I'm betting on him having it together tonight.
Home to the Jets next week. Home to the Bears. I think the Bears then go Baltimore, Cincinnati back to back if that's the schedule. So a little bit of hope maybe for Cincinnati if they get this game. Flacco, so, you know, the Ravens for so long, Super Bowl win. 2018 is the Allen draft, and of course Lamar Jackson too. And Flacco gets hurt midseason. I think there was an injury where they went to Jackson and he never came out.
Right.
Like they did that. I mean, the Bills had Nathan Peterman to start that season. They didn't have like even Tyrod Taylor, where this is what happened. But Flacco in 18 wraps up his career with Baltimore. He's 33. Maybe he felt old. You know, he's kind of big and slow and stoic.
He to me looked about the same then as he does now.
So, right. I mean, it was a long, he'd been there a decade. And won, and now they replaced him. They meant to. Drafting right. Jackson in the first round, like that's what you mean to do. You just don't know when. And so is that it for Joe Flacco? Not necessarily. I don't know how you remember thinking of this then. But since, wow, Denver, Jets for 3 years, mostly as a backup. Cleveland, 2 years ago, lights up, I mean, in a good way, Amari Cooper late in the season. Playoffs, yep. They get blown out. Indianapolis.
A couple of pick sixes in that playoff loss.
Yes. Indianapolis last year faced the Bills, starting for the Colts. Taron Johnson had a pick six in that game. So Flacco there mentioned that with Eric Wood on yesterday. And then the Browns again this year, and now the Bengals. Does not know about something called the NFC, but has been, I mean, in a lot of places. And, like, is this Max Scherzer's last game? Is this Joe Flacco's last season or game? Or I don't know. And Rodgers, I think maybe Flacco takes the glare off Rodgers a little bit. I mean, Pittsburgh's 4-1, so not as easy to make all the jokes about who Aaron Rodgers is and what how his career is seemingly ending.
It's working well enough so far.
Well enough.
Even though I don't, you know, the offense hasn't been great, but still, they're getting their points and they're getting their wins. But it's part of the reason I like the Bengals tonight, too, is that I just don't really believe in Pittsburgh. You know, if we're living in a world where the Bills can go to Atlanta and lose on Monday night, not that Atlanta and the Bengals should be, you know, equated as equals here, but, you know, just anything can happen in this league. And to me, the Bengals have enough talent, and Flacco can be good enough at times. And I just don't believe the Steelers. I have a hard time thinking about the Steelers at 5-1. I just don't – I would not have expected that. So I'm using my preconceived ideas about these teams going into the season even as, you know, ammo to, you know, go against the Steelers tonight.
If it means anything, most of the last several night games have been won by the underdog. So that, would be Cincinnati here. Joe Ostrowski from Bet Sweats will join us next. Tyler Dunn today. We've had a – you know, it's not any busier necessarily, but an active week so far since the Bills lost, talking to fans who are frustrated with one or another thing about the Bills. We may end up, probably will, dabbling in some more of that today. So thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to Joe Ostrowski next here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.